one thing to do the pump of any size in the next day. We don't have to not do it. So when we are engaging in these issues, we should not take this meeting as a one-off event. We must take this meeting as a meeting that can provide us with a platform for engaging in these issues and move us to the situation where all the good prayers in transport to speak in one voice, sing for one single, many voices one message. At the moment, there are many messages, and we don't want that to be the one to speak for one single, and then make every possibility to ask the situation of finding one situation for the country and then to set the final model for the position that everyone has. That's what we are here for. And we have the economic administration that has also done its own analysis. And those interpretations that we have with the new market.
Padre, my colleague, Padre, we come on in our privilege to invite you to come before the committee to greet you and process the department as we see, and to greet you not only what we're doing as a department, but to stimulate your reaction on what we are doing, and not only to expect contributions. As we hear Father said, this is not a department for our Telecom, it's a national meeting, it's a national approach. For the preparation of our Transport National Master Plan, as I briefed you sometimes earlier last year, that time I lost my voice. I would like to introduce to the members of the portfolio committee, my team, part of my team, is just working on it, means the one, almost one tenth of the people who have been working on it. As I reported to everyone, we had three consortiums that were elected, that have been selected to prepare the National Transport Master Plan. The first consortium was headed by Dr. This is a few words in that. also it was a great privilege to work on this, on the whole of the whole team, because I kept looking for the magnitude of this magnitude. Our next consortium from India or South Africa was presented by September September. I joined the wing in the UK to tell you not that thing. I was born in that place, my grandmother was born, so I will go straight to that. Which is well known, and I'm going to be the host of our guest, Now, Madam Chairman, I've not completed the picture. As I work on this project, I also, as I age, I get my own succession plan. So I've got my members, my junior members of staff that we will be training to be experts. Okay. You see, Madam, I promise that it's a gender thing. Young man was offered top of the north to go to another department to live in Hanuma, and they said he's not going to live in Hanuma. So it's a time where the empowerment has created what's called professional interest in transport, and the I promise that's the purpose of retaining quality and training our own staff to keep them free, not in Hanuma. And I'm very happy that Madam Chair, the presentation you have got in front of you, we are very quick to down because I knew that when I was going to attend the question of complaints that was going to be very long. So what we've done is we have reduced the content of what is going to be presented is all from the document that we gave. We must have to apologize again that we did not have much of the time to produce the copy, but we said this copy is good here that grant will be able to pay the price of delaying the reaching, but we did our best. What I'm going to do is I'm going to just make a presentation and then we'll hear as we come up here. As we know, the table of content. The introduction, what's NASA? What's our vision really? And what is then we want to come from status quo. But first and foremost, what is NASA? We said very clearly that the National Transport Master Plan is a bridge of transport community in the maritime activity. It's a bridge of scholars. Transport, a bit of maritime transport, a bit of taxi, a bit of rail, a bit of agriculture, air, and everything. That's the National Transport Master Plan. We cannot continue to plan ad hoc. Because if you do not have a plan, you keep making the same mistake. And our from the Department of Transport, outside of Madam Chairperson, that we are about to see another mistake being done for having not had a proper plan. On the 8th, next Saturday, as we open Kinshasa Airport, this one thing that we have completely left out and we keep leaving out when we plan it. You cannot have an airport without a proper public transport. All airports in this country, we are struggling to provide housing for people. they expect everybody to have a double car. And that's a mistake. Let's face that is a big mistake. And we cannot run away from that because we have done it without the proper planning. And without a proper consultation. We cannot be an afterthought to try to provide transport for the poor people who go in together. We assume that every African has a car. We don't have a car. Even if you try to ask for a car, we need public transport. And that is planning transport. Planning is what we must improve the planning of transport in this country. What transport have I done in the last 3 years? If you have to allow what is called fiber planning. So everybody in the transport community really, everybody affiliated. The one that we are presenting in NASA has come from the web consulting. So the NASA becomes a reference document like any other developing and society country in the world. If you don't have a plan, you don't know where your mother is going, people will come to your house. Just a fact. That's why in our plan to say this place is for the children, that place is for the guests, that time when you build a house according to that plan. So NASMA is purely a plan of reference and network develop structuring into the future to avoid the mistakes that were been making previously when you were all running planning. So we set out and we were told to develop a dynamic long-term sustainable land use multi-modal transportation framework for the development of network infrastructure in the same service facilities and private buildings. Once again, NASMA cities to all of us is that you pay, and I like the engineers, you pay for a good transport, whether you have got it or you're not going. If you don't have a good transport, you pay the price of getting your commodity to the market. Sometimes you don't even reach the market. To get a good transport, you must pay for it. And then that market is also saying, we do not have an overnight solution. That market is a process for the next 45 years. Last Saturday, when I was in Durban, flying at South of King Durban for the first time, there was a newspaper which says, we closed the 55 district of the Durban airport. 55 years. We have gone 15 years from 1994. Within those 15 years, China, landscape in transport, has moved very fast. China's railway 15 years ago, the average speed was between 50 and 80 kilometers an hour. 15 years later, when you went to China, the Chinese railway line, the average speed is 300 kilometers an hour. So within 15 years, China has achieved what we haven't even done. And yet, we now look at China as a home market. We are not seeing that much. NASMA is a framework within which we can find solutions. So we try to put it in this data. The data is four. You cannot come up with a plan unless you understand your problem. If you don't understand the magnitude of the problem, whatever solution you want will be very simply short-sighted. And if you have a data score of your problem, you must analyze the problem. So we have phase two of the analysis. And then phase three, the plan is where are we going and how might we implement the solution. And then, of course, NASMA will produce what is called agenda for action for the Department of Transport. What we have done, and this is what I would like to remember from the portfolio committee to understand, NASMA has proposed that everything will go ahead to realign every 5 years. Now we are assuming that every 5 years harus diterima. Pada usia each problem has four phases. Phase one, there are four. Phase two, analysis. Phase three, projection. Phase four, agenda for action. Those are the provincial goals. So each problem has got a master plan drawn by the Department of Transport to ensure that we think on the same level and we think the same level. So each problem will have a master plan that informs the national transport. And then we've got the consolidated national master plan. Copies of this will be presented to the chairperson to put in the portfolio of the library so that you can go and pick up your problem, read what was said about your problem, about your history. If you are not satisfied with the problem, you go into the national document and you see how much of the work is it, how much of the problem is this problem, and reflecting in the national document. Now, already for you will see that this document we have done about 100,000 pages since we started. And we will be asking everybody to read through and add some stuff. Then we have also been having working groups to look at exactly economic projections, energy studies, environmental reports, passenger rail technology, and railway study, as my dear father said. All these issues have been subjected to a lot of technical analysis, consultation, put all the borders. Then we integrated transport model for South Africa, and then central transport data bank. In our own data bank, we have generated close to 100,000, close to 1,000 maps. But the map that you see on the
I believe that we
with the right focus as you might. So what we're finding is the life insurance is and we'll probably not keep it. What you're also sending NASA, and you can get a lot of parts of NASA, transferring, you're taking all the formal documents. This is a very detailed land use analysis of each and every province of the country for a whole variety of sectors, such as mining, agriculture, tourism, and so on, to see what is happening. Mining activity in Kumananda. We mapped all the sources that exist. We showed what is happening in terms of current mining, what will happen in terms of future mining. That, of course, also affects what the future demand for transport will be. And we develop transport corridors and road nodes on that. So, again, this is just a snapshot to show the type of information available, the comprehensive information is available in all the transport nodes. In terms of energy topics, payment is not about energy and finance, to see what sort of future holds there. This slide again is just a summary of the energy situation in the world and people in South Africa for the future. I think it's by now evident everybody has all the energy is coming. We know that the only 500 grams of liquid fuels in the world. The indications are that the horizon for that is about 20 years. Of course, depending on the demand, as well as the price of fuel. And then at that point, the available fuel will have reduced to about 50% of what it is today. Again, that forecast means that the oil reserve of the world is really, and the new fuel that can be found is not there. So, two scenarios were prepared. The first one was, well, the red line for us, these slides show a constant demand, increase from approximately. We did an index of 100 for today. You can see by 2030, it will be about 150. That's even current growth demand. It's required, however, there are different scenarios dealing with that. The first one, which is called the well plan journey, that says if current liquid fuels are being exploited, as well as coal fuel and gas fuel, or the gas liquid to go and coal to liquid technology continue to be refined and resources being exploited, then that will give us a supply. In other words, we have a decline down to just below that 100 level where we are today. However, if we don't have continued access to liquid fuels and the coal to liquid and gas to liquid technology is not being exploited, we'll have a much reducing supply down to about 50%. So that's where the pushing coming from. So all in all, this is the future in terms of availability of fuel is not going to be good. So the things we need to do in terms of some actions here, which is summarized from the comprehensive report we did. The first one is that we should start shorter fuel efficiency measures. In other words, we should increase the fuel efficiency of our vehicles. You know, that's already starting. Basically, that seems to about the gas government, secondly, synthesized modes of transport where mechanical energy is used most efficiently. So, other ways of vehicles where we can have the hydrocarbon vehicles, which is remote those. Thirdly, we should upgrade non-motorized transport, that means bicycles, walking, and so forth, in urban areas where we can short distance. Fourthly, we should have a bigger move to mass transit. You know, it's already moving the IT, so we should accelerate that and implement more and more public transport. We should also shift long distance freight on our roads off the rail because, in that sense, rail is supposed to be more efficient. anything that gives you basic authority is like the moment you have a large number of but let's get a comprehensive amount of work that's been done, of course, on energy and on crops, on environment, that I will be doing for. I'd like to now have the staff have to talk about cost of operation. Thank you. You've heard the problems facing South Africa on the one hand, on the other hand, the vision of NATO for the future. So, how is this gap to be bridged? That is criteria of NATO, all the work on the plan, indicating all the strategies and plans. We look at operations as far as the impact on infrastructure and also on the infrastructure itself. But what we found is that the main problems are really with the operations, the inefficiency of the operations, the lack of good management to get good efficiency and space, port of space, lack of peace in mode. And that is really the problem that we need to fix, but these are also the problems that are the most difficult to fix. It's easy to throw money, you can build new infrastructure. But if you are inefficient and you can't utilize your current infrastructure optimally, then it will be a waste of money to just build more infrastructure. So Mr. Tsenga will emphasize all the institutional and legal financial strategies that will hopefully start to fix the operational conditions. I'm first going to talk about the passenger and freight
detail, but then it's just giving the, we look at the few, the road marks or the different things to get, and we estimate the number of lanes needed so that one can improve the level of service, the long level of service. We basically need to reduce the congestion of the road length. But most schools are the shuttle transport and most families on the roadside, you don't overdo. Some people say we need a totally new entry between Durban and Johannesburg in the longer term. I think that's really necessary, maybe a high-speed rail there to do the trip. Obviously, one will still use the road network. We have both the station running and the roadside. We still need a new road network. Again, this is just a more detailed map of our things. The rest of the areas we need, I think, two lanes we have. So that detail is going to be added. And we are going to report. On the road side, the network implementation, you are very well aware of the problems of the secondary vehicle road network, all the potholes and the urban plans we needed. Estimation of the backlog is about 50 million and we are already seeing maintenance of about 5 billion a year. We have also the financing side strategy to address that. Also, we need public transport investment, regional passenger rail network. To say we incorporate the part of the rail master plan in our plan and what we job is really is the integration with the other boats. And the rail master plan will very much form the backbone of the future public transport network. And then the rail will be supported by the other two boats and the more transport. Also, where needed, the capacity upgrades have been identified and the new suggestion. New construction that needs to be made in very well aware of the Alten Freeway Improvement Scheme. There are also few proposals on that. The common coding proposed to deal with that. We want other documentation to attend our talk on that. And then we've identified various corridors we learned today. On the rail side, we just also exercise cost Massimo del Bavo. You say most of the people were living with quite serious mental constraints. But we also say that we do not want to advance it or any advance it to commence. I am a migrant worker, I've been to a migrant worker, I wouldn't want the migrant worker to be successfully coming up to the family of people. They might be doing something that appeals to the soul and makes perfect sense. And as long as my father sees, we don't get there. So we need to have some kind of mechanism to level the playing field and make sure that what I like to call a better particular proposal from the gospel that actually expresses what is required of you. You remain and you come to the home and you enjoy that professional career of professional evaluation. For that, we are proposing to do what we call a proper investment here in time. The probation is to know one that will have two types of money. On the one side, you can participate in enhancement exercise where the project is made, which are not of the public offering some of our projects, so they need some more experience as well as the fire. And on the other side of the thing, they will be bringing that much proposal experience, that much proposal of expense to evaluate what investment we need. When you come for a new design, it's in your business, there are opportunities, hundreds of markets, you could be talking about the price, okay, so the price, somehow the intuitively reading with one people for the first time, but you can't do the best in terms of what you find.
What are we talking about in the first agenda for asking? You have the process, you have the problem that you have identified, and when we say we have identified in our country, madam, they always say, if you run alone, you think you are very bad. Until you can pay the neighbor. The problem in this country, and then other developing countries, we know our problems. We know our country. But we don't integrate it. We are in high quagmire of the whole world, our minister said, even the chairperson told me the other day. 5 years ago, South Africa didn't understand what a pothole was. Because we thought we never see potholes in our lifetime. So we ignored fighting potholes. Right? Now, on the radio, the FM in the morning, it will take me, for the next 10 kilometers, watch out for potholes. But I remember when we went to Addis Ababa with one of our DDG, who went for AU meeting. The first question is, why are the Ethiopians driving this truck on the road? Then the Ethiopian man next to us, he said, you know, for an Ethiopian, he climbs a mountain in a zigzag manner. But what they were actually avoiding was possible from them. And then when we were meeting in Nairobi, we were told that if you see a Kenyan driving straight towards you, he's in trouble. Now, recently, when I was going to Sekunda, I was told the same thing. If you see a coal truck coming towards you straight, the driver is trapped. Because the straight time of going is possible. Why? We have failed to take the right action at the right time. What Landmark is putting together is saying, if you do not have a plan for your life, and your mother is doing the city, random behavior, you don't solve the problem. So, what we have proposed in principle is to tell you that for all provinces, we have identified certain critical projects that NACMAP says each province must address and implement those critical projects. As a start, these are the what's called zero options. If you don't do it now, you will take the price. When the house collapses, you just have to start building a new house, but you have to do it. The other day, when we were in Eastern Cape, and in the house, we leave the house after the rain, and young boys, they want to have a children in the house. Why don't they stop the rain?
our own house. Why do we have a wasted to money beating the ones that the consultants have spent money? We spent close to $4 million to go in these consultants, come up with this information for every piece of land, every piece of space in our country. Next time we probably say, I want a plan. I would be able to be very happy to say that Dr. Lombard has a family. The other day, they indicated to tender for phase master plan for roads. And Dr. Robert wrote to the department, he said, people, the information you want from us is in your time flow. We already know the information in your database. So what you understand to do, and of course, I would have known that we are going to keep if they did that for that, what you are going to take my information. So we agree. Start of change begins at home. The question of planning for the next 5 years in transport community, madam, here, that planning has now been cut. This says the little money that we've got to start implementing IGT measures that we require on green co-products. That's point number one. So, those green co-products will be the part in the car. Now, before I ask, what I want to Madam Chair, the Department of Transport will be very proud to tell you that all these things that were presented to you today, and what I've named when you run around with India, we are very happy to tell the portfolio committee that the National Transport Master Plan has been presented to the United Nations in Nairobi, the UIEP, and we were given some. He says the approval of developing a national transport master plan undertaken by the Republic of South Africa should be a prototype model for developing countries to follow. That is in the record, it's not 2 months ago. It's a resolution of the United Nations. So if we go out there and we present something which other people admire us as we come back to our own country, we don't need to think much. When I was in Japan, I was told the Japanese high-speed train, which was built for Tokyo 1964, the engineer who designed the LSX command policy of that train got the idea from Osaka. That's our own South African idea for the high-speed train we're testing between Pretoria and Joba. It has enhanced people's development. But for us, what are we? But then, madam, my grandmother told me that a point I was always on a broken pole. So, how can I be making calls for other people that they are eating on a broken pole? So, I thank you again for having given an opportunity, but what is it that we really want to portfolio to
know that the Dr. Khan was talking about from Russia. He, when we made, he told us, because San Francisco has voluntarily agreed to reduce the carbon, carbon emission by 40%. If you build a railway or a train transport, you're actually going to be cutting down the emission from the road because there's no more vehicles emitting carbon dioxide on the road. And then that portion will be for funding, which other people are getting, but we are out there better sitting back. People are eating the money. We are suffering and we're selling out the idea. That money is readily available and must be spent on a part of the world. So we're not saying that we're only still approved to have some government. Somebody saying nobody is wasting. The other day I was being at a debate with Madame Professor. When I started, when I was a man, I started buying bananas. $0.10, I can't even buy a half a banana. That is the exact thing that's going to happen in the future. For 5 years from now, you will need more money. But if you want to use a banana, it's still growing. So it's either increase now or you wait.
Nairobi, Kampala, Kigali, DRC. And the
ноль, и ты будешь делать внутри природные твои. Будет на природные твои, ты на уходу в космос. Я же делал, говорит, что он ухал ты. А я уже сам не уберут. Будь уже все твои на уровне, 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 на they forgot to put a dot, say 9.6. So when you read it, it's a point towards 9,600 kilometers. That's where we went. We don't see what I would like to take the opportunity from the Department of Transport to present the Chair Partner of the Portfolio Committee our first draft final of the national documentation that we put in our library so that you can go there and read about that. It is also on the department website. You don't have access to that. It means transparency to that for people to make. And Madam Chairperson, to show you that this what you are presenting is one strange of the work that we have done. So what we have done, as I said, that's not started off with module number one. Data school, what are our problems? That's our problem. Volume number two, what do we do about it? Volume number three, this is what I intend to do and intend to do. Volume number four, this is the agenda for action. You either do this or you die. We also have developed a CD which members can work and go to computer and read it. If you don't find a problem in the national staff, you go to your committee. So this is the committee for Western problems. Those who are from Western province, they look through there and say, what is it that was supposed to be in our province? And then you can see that home after the final of the so, this is, we are talking about a draft of the report. We'll be coming back in the portfolio committee to present what will be the final. Back in the transport master plan after your reading. So all this has covered everyone in this time.
Thank you very much. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the department for a good presentation. I will ask my best to break the screen. That's where our person contact when it is before we do the next to the second presentation and thereafter to
thank you.
thought of this day, you always feel the future. Depending on the success of your voice, depending on the success of the life, the world shot. And he did this line on the class of group, the subject of conservation. I think that the committee is well informed about the conservation of the second dragon species. public electrical equipment. This is working with the building where people power cut the mast. You see, when you cross the railway line, the power line, the transformers, the substations, working with that. Currently, the condition is that the most current security is not trying to go to the building electrical equipment. Again, it needs to be maintained and in place for the age, and how we can build the image. In the condition related, status of the OEM.
program, the residency office, we learned a lot in terms of project management and how to manage budget. But I think the point we want to make that in the CTI, the patient is part of our 2010 project, was in order of 1.3 billion there, and it's a top of the both workers, as well as the terms of information of
described to the text that Moses should be employed in the life of the nation. We must allow Moses to do what they can do with it. It's effectively built for 2,000 people, or 500,000 people, an hour body. Of us, the direction of our system. We
Thank you very much. Before we engage in the presentation and ask questions and comments, I would like to be interested in the presentation.
Commendable, because, but
And thank you very much. I would also like to proceed on the path of the improvement of the community charter. I think the charter is maybe a very important point in the sense that they, when the community charters are enforced, right in the beginning, you often take the fighting from the community charter. You also present conflict for where people do not understand why the things are being done. You are asking people to get for them to find you, and also for them to teach the doctor with a full understanding of why changes are being made. I'm going to make a lecture. We believe that the gap a right direction, but the manner in which the DRC was handled in terms of interpretation, we don't think that we might understand. Particularly on the side of the government of the Constitution, as well as people want to work hard out to go there, so that we have a full fighting of those that you are engaging their strategy so that instead of becoming a negative force, you become a positive force, you be a positive analysis. You identify that a second group will become a negative force, and then you develop strategy of changing them from being a negative force. I strongly believe that we should have done better in time when we see that the demonstration of the action, and we would want to see the same situation where instead of moving these people, we spend a lot of time on firefighting. That's not how we can and community development is done. But before we engage on this, I would like to make a few observations of what I'm seeing in terms of the movement of the people that we have to. When you look at the core presentation, it is very little that I've talked about COBOL. As if the claims have got no effect on COBOL. Either in reducing COBOL to a very low level, people that did not participate in the competition, but also something about poverty in terms of reducing the cost. To actually say, when the new cost, you are actually responding to poverty issue. The other issue that I want to make an observation on is the issue of appreciating the fact that as much as we are doing this issue of transport, but we are mindful of the service to do by the priority. And one of them is the programming development, which is mentioned in the presentation. But there is very little that is mentioned about health and education. And I am from the rural area. Our community
Thank you. cover the story and tell it to you. It's something that's often discussed. And obviously, when you look at all the spend and the figures, the cost of it, and to deal with it, you have to say, well, it's going to be a lot of work. And then, what I see are people emailing people with someone and then saying that social media matter of service will be hindered for the duration of the attack. In June, June, July, when you claim that you for superficial truth in the hotel, and this is the case I think to be you are told that you're the previous cost, and you will continue to normal service, and I think otherwise, cautiously, I'm going to be to I'm hoping that talking about truth, that I'm hoping to be able to
how do you show that they get open door to get all other countries that are going to ask them to get them when they are in communication with them. He's asking whether transport is involved in terms of history. And he's also looking together with one of the Madina, the Madina, raising the issue of force to the involvement of the police in the country. My question is, I can't get to know that, is whether the Planning Commission has been made aware of the plan and what will be the expected outcome to do. Because we now have a Planning Commission which is the coalition of different parochial and different systems. What also goes to that is that our understanding is that the women can talk about representation between people as well as the LGBT community with their education. We would think that a trend of discrimination is also to be passed to the media. We would want to get a clarity as to whether that is true. We are also aware of the fact that the intercommunal transmission framework, which also involves such a definition of letter, was mentioned by in the past because the minister of provision to local transmission. We will get much of the factory possibility to the community of our political partners and traditional partners and state authorities to the prison. And that is a governmental relation framework that puts in place to offer a particular situation where fears are discussed by various fears of government. Government and also various departments to ensure that there is political and political relationship in terms of implementation. Then the last element is that of the ICT, which is coordinated as the interest in the public learning. If then there hasn't been sharing of the role more wants to know why, and if there has been sharing of the skills in those structures who would want to know what has been the contribution and the reaction of other fields of government and other departments that have a role to play. Then in addition to the funding model. Honorable Minister talked about the PPP as well as the DO. I am a very passionate person in terms of economic transformation. And I know that the transport is a very clear government and economy and all the sector. Which is exactly that. Maybe other departments of the industry that is who they are in the sector. But transport is a very clear sector. Government and economy and all the sector for transport is a sector in that case. And we saw in the presentation that it is still a record of the tech industry as a preparing want to know is how is the curriculum to take the health industry to the next level of not just in the health industry, but the part of the industry. Because they have actually said they are not in the health business. They are in the transport actually business. And we also view them as such. Where are they? How does the black incorporate them? Not to be people that are going to be transporting people on the and only deal with 2,000 and 30,000 population, but be part of the whole value chain in transportation. Because that's how we then would be doing the economic transformation in this country. That they don't operate in the territory, but they are incorporated in the economic industry. Yeah. Those are the issues that I would want to add on the questions that we have asked. We will now be the opportunity to the department and public to respond.
Because of those people.
I would like, when I like Turkey, maybe all Turkey, or Chiapa. As how many members of the portfolio committee still use the telephone that was being issued by telco, the one where you used to have a handle to ring, to have to use the handle to ring it like this? That, you know, you used to have that telephone where you used to have that.
Very, very clear about
not competing with other water platforms, but providing quality services in the plant. We said that in our class. So we're very clear about that. The question of the funding model. We talked about sustainable funding. And we have said we came and examined the cost pragmatic, cost effective funding model. That changes from point to point, but it must be dynamic. There is no funding model that is static. They change. So we are very sensitive to that. The ICP, Madame Pierre Parson, to prepare the provincial master plan, the provincial chapter master plan, each consultant was required to establish forums of consultation to each province with either the chairmanship of the MEC or the AQD of each province. If you go to Limpopo, if you go to Western Cape, you will get what's called a hearing committee that is represented by all and attended by all the district ICP managers, ICP people. There's a competition of interaction. And we'll be very happy about that in terms. And the province. Now, what the provinces have done, and that I would like to be very happy about, each province, if you go to Limpopo, they went to parliament. By the question is clear. And they made an official adoption of the provincial master plan developed by us and the province together. It was, we were not developing for the province. We were assisting the province to develop its provincial master plan, which we paid for. And the provincial cross development plan are reflecting those. If you like the other day when the premier or the proposed was like, he points us, he said, look at our provincial strategy plan for this year, we've taken all the committed projects by an ACMA. Is there anything else you'd like us to ask? So we have day-to-day interaction between the departments. So the provinces have got those structures that include their district representatives. Helping them now develop IDP, not as a shopping list of projects. They're looking at projects that have been properly informed, properly discussed. So there is that change of quality that has now shifted from just drawing a list to look at the project and to realize how those projects will have an economic impact on whatever they are being implemented. And I think when I'm clear about that, that is the seed that NASMA has planted. And we're starting to see professional interaction between the department and the province. The critical stakeholders, right from the start, we have worked on consultation with every department, standard, consulting, all the human management. We've got official letters, the appointed representatives on the hearing committee. Not only that, at every stage that we produce, we are what's called the round table conference. The round table conference is held over 2 days, whereby every stakeholder who generates demand for transport, every stakeholder who wants the services for demand for transport, and every stakeholder who supplies transport, they come together. I will use the word lock them together for 2 days and say, can you tell us areas of difference that you need us to do? So that's a continuous process. And we need to move to keep those structures when we are implementing that now. The interdepartmental consultants, Madam Chair, I think that's the most productive area that we have to do. We have meetings between our Minister of Transport. We have meetings between our various departments. For example, the other day we had a meeting from the Department of Trade and Industry. They called in and they said, before the minister and the DC, we are going to have a discussion with the DFI. And we believe in the manufacturing of components and all the transport sector. It's need your transport. We're not talking about someone coming with a taxi, Madam Chair. We're talking about somebody entering into the community of transportation as a profession, as a sort of life, and to stay in the rest of life. We want that environment to attract people to come in. If you have a taxi, you come in and you stay. That's your profession. You do not want to require to a second economy. It's just like a second economy. They have to play a broad line, major role of the economy wherever, if a child has bought his father back in the road again, or a mode of transport, that is the economy providing and saving services to the small sector, wherever that stands. We must not be saying that, improve the quality of people. Not just to say, oh no, they are from the rural area, they are from the provinces and substandard countries. That is what we say in the department. So we are committed for the improvement of the people. For the meanwhile, Madam Chairperson, that's our own infrastructure that we started out from there. Just before we went to some of this case, we started from there, mainly case of food. Because this came from transport the program. So we bring that. The planning commission. The planning commission, as you remember, our minister is the chairman of the infrastructure plan. And the national document becomes a transport sector document that is being rolled and being referred to the planning committee. That's going to be the one that's going to be guiding the investment in our transport sector. We are still consulting. Even as we're bringing you today, we have said, Madam Chair, that this is not the final document. This is not the final, where you give us comments, so that when we come back to you finally, you say, this is now the National Transport Master Document. From now to 2050, for all borrowing and investment in the sector, we will welcome any comment that you add value and comment on that. As regards to Transnet, Transnet has been and it is now part of the factor of NASA. In fact, one of the comments that I can quoted at that came from France. When France told us, and for the first time, NASMAP has given us a life of holistic planning. And they accepted what we are thinking about the railway investment. So, that is taking care of. The rest, I think the rest, what to investment or the working group. The working groups were established specifically to deal with a specific case. And those who are taking for working groups, they are simply what we said, for example, we look for the experts to look at the railway gate, they write us on the opinion of the railway gate. And then once that is done, that's it. So we don't keep those working groups. They have done a specific assignment. And we want to accept the everything. Take over and accept that it becomes incorporated in NASA. So we have done that, and I think the other thing we can do. That is good. No, that's fine. You can wait to have another minute. Chairman, I said no time. Sorry.
Thank you.
check one thing that is clear, I like to get it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that you need to make a follow-up to make the hospital open, whether you're going to be open on the first step of that, and that champion is that open. Because as much as you are saying that we are part of the process, what was presented to the judges by champion is for some aspect of the argument that has been said from the presentation. One key aspect is that they are advocating for the maintenance of the heritage. And we would want all of you to be in one place so that we need to know where we are going to. But also, we think that on our own, as a portfolio committee, we have to have the proposal that you are making on page 39. And also because that on another side, there is a proposal for an education in terms of institutions and a legal issue, which then requires the portfolio committee to engage on. And they recommend to Parliament for us to take that those actions that have been sent to Australia. And if you should have a reassessment of the legal issue. But nothing. I appreciate what you are saying in terms of the perception of that. But I have a complete perception which is also the view of the Council of Committee. If you go to all our other votes and also our meetings, you would realize that this portfolio committee is even in one place in terms of where the sector should be going and what opportunities should be open for the sector industry to move further from where they are. And also, it is for the first time as a high-level institution, as Parliament, the sector industry is giving recognition of its contribution in terms of transporting people in the country and also providing jobs to people that could not have been employed if the sector industry was not direct and indirect jobs. But also the contribution of the sector industry into the sustainability of the economy of this country. The uplift that will shape us if the sector industry wants to take a look of focusing their own competitive because we have an edge that allows that in South Africa. The sector industry is a multi-year industry with unorganized financial resources. That's the way they start. If an average of 300,000 testing services are targeted, 300,000, and each test uses 10 tons of 200,000 a day, it means their membership is using 180,000 tons a day. That is the multi-billion industry. So, we can't avoid a situation where we are looking at them as an informal sector instead of helping them to organize their resources which is what's happening, and then the minister is doing. And there's often the opportunity for them to use their financial resources to get into the mainstream of their own. They have not seen them as a banking partner. They have seen them as players in the transport industry. If they can spend 180 million rand a day on petrol, it means they can afford to buy a flat and home. It also means they can afford to invest in the train mode of transport. And how do we translate the government's economic empowerment to practice? And not have a cross-based economy as a policy that is gathering up without being implemented when we have a very clear and organized sector through which we can utilize their economic power and also utilize their experience in transport business. So all we are asking for is that let us also look at the social development aspect and also the broad-based economic empowerment and interacting with that. And that will make